Alright, y'all already know how it goes. I'm Kava. I'm bored, and I need to talk about stuff, and I honestly don't feel like talking to myself. So, hello, and welcome back to Sardonically She, where I just say whatever the hell I want because I'm bored. And today's topic is, once again, whatever the fuck I want. Hi. Welcome. No intro music, guess I'll provide my own. Do, 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 do.
I'm not like the other girls in the show. I'm something of a sore thumb. I'm starting to think that I'm different, and I suspect I know how come. My complexion stands out, and my voice does as well. 'Cause in case you haven't noticed, I'm black as hell.
Okay. Hi. Welcome back to me saying whatever I want about anything I want for 30 minutes to an hour. Today's topic is TikTok being banned and becoming a complete and total hot garbage show. Honestly, I don't even know why I'm on it anymore. They do be disrespectful to black creators, and it's hella annoying. But once specifically, I keep seeing this dude on my For You page, Christian Walker. Apparently you're not allowed to roast people, but like, I don't care at this point. Mate, you are black. How you gonna be racist to black people? You are black. Either you hate yourself so much that you are compensating for it by insulting the rest of your race, or you were dropped on your head. Okay. See, this is why I can't be talking about certain things about TikTok. Y'all were really... their community guidelines. Y'all can really be out here posting videos of people killing themselves on a platform. But the minute someone says something about it, you are going to ban them. I'm sorry. That's your fault for letting the videos get circulated in the first place. Listen, at least, y'all remember 2018 when Logan Paul posted a picture of a fucking dead body and he, at least, that shit got taken care of. At least that shit got taken care of. Because people were talking about it and they weren't censored about it. But TikTok thinks, oh, okay, it's content. It's not violating community guidelines. Yeah, it is. Last time I checked, you weren't allowed to circulate shit like that at all. Which is why Logan Paul got, canceled. Which... I don't know how the fuck he built that up. But, like, he got canceled and, like, lost all his brand deals. So, I don't need y'all circulating that video. And anyways, isn't it Suicide Prevention Month? Like, y'all, what do you think circulating a video of someone killing themselves on a TikTok live stream is going to do? I know the answer is not raising awareness. Because let me tell you what we're not going to do. We are not going to act like you are raising awareness for something by posting this graphic video. I know I should mind my business, but I saw that video. It's everywhere. It's hard to mind your business when all that stupid stuff is out there. And, first off, some of y'all who, are advocates or whatever are posting about it and are retweeting this video. I'm sorry. What happened to, minding your business and not circulating it? Because the more people who see it, sweetie, I don't know how to say this. The more people that see that video, the more people are going to be like, oh, they did it, I can do it too. It's like the pair, it's like 13 Reasons Why. Remember that scene? Everyone was so fucking mad that, they showed Hannah graphically slitting her wrist, right? And the suicide rate went up. What do you think's gonna happen when they see a real person on TikTok? I didn't see the whole video, so I don't know exactly what he did, but I know he killed himself. So, what do you think's gonna happen? We're like, oh, this dude's real. Stupid. Like, also, that has to be illegal to circulate that video, because it has to be illegal, right? Like, if you're gonna have footage of someone, bro. I don't know. If you're gonna have footage like that, why do you feel a need to share it? Because at that point, it's TikTok's job to take that stuff down. And a matter of fact, while we're on the topic of TikTok community guidelines, this 12, I swear to God, he's 12. I don't even know. I'm trying to use nice words here because I'm not trying to get in trouble. This fucking idiot. First of all, Christian Walker, I know for a fact that you support Trump. And you know, because I've seen his videos. Can we just, like, delete him? Because I'm this close to wanting someone to dox him. No, actually, no, I'm past that phase. I want to fight this kid. I want to fight him. I want to hit him in the face with my purse. Because for you to be black, and you to tell me, if you just obeyed the cops, some shit about, if you just do what the cops say and you stop resisting, or my favorite video I've seen of him, he goes, if our president was a racist, then why do you invite me to his hotel? I've heard of publicity stunt, fucking idiot. Anyways, I've heard of a this is a serious question. Christian Walker, if you're listening to this, have you ever heard of a publicity stunt? He needed you for good press. He's not woke or whatever. He's not invited to the cookout just because he invited you. No, he invited you. So his image is like, oh, hey, I like black people. I invited them. They're in my hotel. That is why. And also, aren't you living off your dad's money? Talking about some black people aren't successful. Black people. Listen. At some point, Christian, you're going to have to make your own money. Well, Yeah, you're gonna get cut off and have to make your own money, sweetie. And I don't think you're gonna be successful as your NFL player dad with an attitude like that. Because once people see what you've been saying, you're gonna get canceled. And I'm gonna sit here and sip my tea and say, I told you so. Because at least you tried. You used your First Amendment right to say whatever the fuck you wanted. And it backfired. So be upset about it. But the only person you really should be mad at is yourself. Other than that, like, his outfits aren't cute either, but that's just me being petty. Go to his TikTok and just report his account. Like, a matter of fact, I'll do it right now. I'll do it. Bet. Report. Guys, report it with me now. Why are we reporting? He's posting misleading information. Yes, he is. And we're going to report him again. Why else? I don't know. We're reporting his content. We're reporting his account again. Because he's also distributing hate speech. Yes. So, I'm not blocking him because I want to see what he's going to do about it. Are TikTok's even going to take my request seriously? Which, in the past, from other creators, I know for a fact that they're just going to be like, oh, whatever. She just doesn't care. Well, come September 15th, turns out China would rather shut down the app than sell the company. So who's gonna be laughing when TikTok gets shut down and his little platform goes away? Me and everyone else you disrespected with your bullshit opinion. You're welcome. Ciao. I just want you guys to listen to this, okay? Because this is the type of stuff I'm talking about. September 15th, allegedly when TikTok gets banned, this is the stuff that they allowed to be on their app.
Stop saying that we live on stolen land when we live on settled land. The Native Americans of the 1600s were running around scalping people from other tribes, enslaving people from other tribes, killing people from other tribes, sacrificing children to the sun gods. Stop acting like the big bad white man came over and did things the Native Americans weren't doing themselves. You only say that...
Whoa.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Christian Walker. And I would make a TikTok dragging him. But why do that when I could just post clips of me dragging him on my podcast that actually makes me money since I only have a couple hundred followers on TikTok? Okay. And it's the fact that you are historically inaccurate. It's hilarious how you think that just because everyone else... This was essentially what you said. The Native Americans were doing it to each other, so what makes a difference if the white people were doing it? Let me ask you a question. If your friend committed arson, tells you to burn down a building, you gonna do it too? No, none of this bold of you to assume that I would do it first, because I honestly would assume that you would do it first, Christian. I'm saying, if your friend committed a crime, all your friends were doing it, and would your logic be, oh, their area already has a bunch of crime, if we do it, it doesn't matter? Because if so, please go see a therapist. Like, turn yourself into the police for the crimes that you probably committed. I don't know. And it's not that I don't like Christian Walker. I think he's fucking misguided. Because how are you going to be black and a Trump supporter? And the thing is, I think you're on some Caitlyn Bennett type shit. Because you go to his Instagram and he's all over this thing called Political Now. He's getting paid to do this. I don't know why all y'all are shocked. A lot of people, Caitlyn Bennett, are accepting money and a bunch of free shit to, endorse the president, just be a complete dumbass, be stupid, get themselves canceled because they want money and clout. So, I mean, it's literally the same thing Lil Huddy's doing with his dancing. Like, billions of girls be like, oh my god, Lil Chase is on, Lil Huddy, blah, 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 he's so cute. Addison Rae, they're amazing. Yeah, but they're not hurting anyone by doing that. Caitlyn, at fucking the Republican Hype House, doing whatever the which by the fucking way, they don't even live together, but that's, doing whatever the fuck they're doing. Christian Walker just wants his bag, and I am knocking his hustle. You got money? Get a job! And also, isn't your dad rich? Dude, you are living off daddy's money, and you're still making a fool out of yourself to get a bag. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Because I'm this close to DMing you on Instagram and catfishing your ass. No, you do better. God, I say this a lot, but like, do better. Zach Dempsey, 13 Reasons Why, do better. Do better. God, people like you make me hate America. And I hate I hate everyone in general to be honest. But you specifically dragging your own race is the one thing that will make me have a personal vendetta against you. Because how are you going to be racist against your own race? No, not even that. How are you going to say the stuff you said that, you said, as I recall, I saw a video of you saying that LeBron James, some shit about LeBron James and how, his career was, he was born with that career. No. Like, and shit like that. I can play another clip, my guy, because I have clips for days. But right now, if TikTok does shut down, you're one of the reasons why I'm glad it does. Because you shouldn't have a platform anyway if you're going to talk shit like that. It's not cute. It's not Republican propaganda. You're just saying that people should not have basic civil rights. And people should not fight for their civil rights. And that is a slap in the face to every single minority in America, including yourself and your dad, who, by the way, I know is black. Don't even lie. Okay, listen. Anyways. Also, not you calling BLM terrorists. I'm canceling you for that anyways. I'm not going to talk about you anymore. Because I'm going to throw my... I'm gonna throw my Frappuccino at the wall and waste the money that I spent on it honey. So, screw you. In conclusion, if you are going to be black, homophobic, transphobic, and racist, stay away from me. And also, welcome to your tape. Child, anyways, that was my podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at The Unholy Trinity. For more in general, we have videos, we have photos, I don't know, and the like. Whatever you like, we got it. So if you want more, follow us on there. We're always active. Thank you very much. Bye.
I'm not like the other girls on the show. I'm something of a sore thumb. I'm starting to think that I'm different. And I suspect I know how come. My complexion stands out, and my voice does as well. 'Cause in case you haven't noticed, I'm black as hell.